Fiverr is a $1 billion publicly traded company. And even though a lot of their traffic comes from paid sources, they get a hefty amount from organic sources, around 8.6 million visitors a month. They also have around 2 million organic keyword rankings, which is an insane number. In this video, I'm gonna go over Fiverr's SEO strategy and how they manage to funnel in millions of traffic every single month. My goal, as always, is not to get you to copy these strategies, mostly because it's impossible or very, very hard, but instead, it's to try and give you a look behind the scenes in what these guys are doing, so you can take bits and pieces of this info and use critical thinking to apply some of this info to your own sites. With that said, let's jump in inside my computer so I can show you exactly what they're doing and how they're doing it.
All right, so we're here inside Ahrefs, so let's have a look at Fiverr.com. Now, Ahrefs has this new overview 2.0, but I prefer to use the regular one, the old one. They do show different results, but for this video's sake, it's gonna be the same. So as you can see, around 2.3 million organic searches, which is insane, and 8.7 million organic traffic. Now, let's have a look at what they're doing right. First of all, it's important to note that Fiverr has been around for years, so it's only natural that they completely dominate the market, right? You can see here, if we can do organic search, and then let's do 1 year, actually let's do all time, right? We all start somewhere, right? Even though this is quite a lot still, because this doesn't go back till when they started, which was about in 2013, if I'm not mistaken. As you can see, we all start somewhere, but the growth is absolutely insane. They're now a publicly traded company, so they have a lot of resources pushing behind this. Now, let's take a look at what they're doing right. If we go here to their organic keywords, just by clicking on here, we're searching from the US. And of course, they rank for all the brand names, Fiverr, Fiverr Login, Fiverr.ne, Fiverr Jobs. So it's of course only natural that they would rank for the brand names. And actually, before I show you here the organic keywords tab, I wanna go over the paid keywords one, because they're doing something sneaky. They're actually ranking, or not ranking, but they're position 2 and 3 for Upwork. So they're paying to be listed as Upwork, and the page that's, when you click the ad that shows up, is this one right here, right? Work with freelancers minus the work. It is a bit of a dig, I guess not a dig, but you can understand what they're coming from. So Upwork, they have the work part, stop searching, start finding. So on Upwork, you have to search for jobs. On Fiverr, usually the buyers come to you, so there are different models. So they're ranking this page for the search term Upwork, which I think it's interesting to show you. Not ranking, actually paying for the search term Upwork, which gets an insane volume amount, of course, and as well as Upwork.com and 99designs. And a couple of others, if we scroll down, we'll find a couple of others. But it's interesting to see that Fiverr is doing this for Upwork, and if I'm not mistaken, Upwork is not doing the same to try and steal, quote-unquote, Fiverr's traffic. It is fair play, people can do this, you can do this however you like it, as long as the copy is not deceiving. But it's, yeah, an interesting take that they're doing this to try and gather some traffic from Upwork. Now, let's go back to the organic keywords, which was where we left off. Now, the first thing I want to show you, which is bringing a lot of traffic for them, is their tools. So it's actually quite smart. They built and leveraged these free tools to get traffic onto the platform and then upsell them with services. The tool I'm talking about is the Logo Maker tool. And I can even show you here, if we go here, Logo Maker. It is a free tool developed by Fiverr, which I'm not going to go over super in depth on how it works, but I basically, in 5 minutes, you can type your brand name, make your logo, and it will generate a couple of mockups for your logo. Next, the best place on earth. Next, SEO. Then let's do dog. Then next, bam, next. And then this basically generates a logo for you. So they're getting in a bunch of traffic to this page. To be exact, I'll show you exactly in a second how much traffic they're getting. And what it does is create these logos for you. And of course, if you choose this one or any other one, you can pay to have it done for you, right? So it's a very interesting thing that they're leveraging tools. And this is quite recent, right? They're leveraging these tools to get traffic from people that wanna do logo design or have a logo design for their business for free. And then they sell them on the back end. Now let's see exactly how much traffic this tool is getting. So if you do show results, it's not showing up, give me a second, sorry, my bad. Let's do this, show results. All right, so for the page /logo maker, which was the one we were just at, they're ranking number one for Fiverr logo design. All right, they have the brand name. However, for logo maker in the US, they're page 13. You can just see the absurd monthly traffic. Let's click here on position and let's see how they're doing in regards to position. So, final logo design, number one. logo pattern design, logos of PUBG. This is actually a Spanish or Portuguese keyword. Logos FF, Gaming Lagoon logo, whatever. Even badly written, right? Best logo gaming. So they're ranking first for all of these keywords, like best logo for gaming. And this, what you can take from this is, say you have a site about whatever it is. Try and think about a free tool you can create that you can then leverage the free users that come in to use this tool, and then try to grab them and either sell them something on your site, sell them a pre-version of that tool. It could be, for example, a freemium tool. Like I said, these videos are not to get you to copy these strategies, but to get you to understand and try and leverage these on your own sites. But as you can see, they're dominating the SERPs for logo designer, logo creator, clan logo ideas, unique gaming logo, gaming logos, whatever. Logo for something, basically. They're dominating the SERPs for logo for something. Pattern logo gaming, clan logos. A lot of gaming logos here. Popular gaming logos. I mean, as you can see, they're basically dominating. So this page is getting a bunch of traffic. Let me show you exactly how much traffic this page is getting. If you go here to top pages, I don't have the max paid version because it's quite expensive and I don't use it that much, to be honest. Let me see here, where is the page for the logo maker? Right here. So they're getting a monthly traffic of 63,000 users, right, per month, which is crazy, right? It's simply a free tool. They lose money making it. Maybe they lose money hosting it, but then they make the money after people use the tool, right? So it's a great way to get people inside the business, right? It's very smart. Of course, this is not something you can apply to any business, but for instance, Canva does this, right? Canva does this with templates. So for example, if you search for, university resume template or first job interview template, whatever, something template, Canva will rank first and give you those templates, which you can then choose and edit for yourself with the goal that eventually you'll pay for their paid tool. So it's similar to some extent to what Fiverr is doing, create a free tool to then funnel that traffic onto your platform. So I wanted to start with this one because I think it's really, really interesting what they're doing here. And I do think they're going to be releasing more and more tools in the future because this was super, super well received. And it's bringing in a bunch of traffic. Now, something else they're doing also very, very good is leveraging their guides pages. So Fiverr has these guides, or they call it guides pages. And this is a long tail article about copywriting, right? And this page, you can think of it sort of like your blog. They call it guides. I'm not too sure why. I guess it's because it's a more in-depth, not tutorial, but way to do things and how you do it. What is it? What does it do? Who needs a copywriting? Yeah, I guess it's like a blog page to some extent, and they recommend here some services inside the article, so they're all clickable, right? But this page is getting 21,000 searches or traffic per month. So they're leveraging all these different pages. You have the tools, you have the guides, you have the gigs, of course, right? You have the profiles of the freelancer, which I'll show you in a second. Now, the next thing I want to show you is the category page. So let's just open this one right here. Let's do this one, open it in an incognito window. And similarly to what Upwork was doing, if you watched the last video a couple weeks ago in regards to Upwork strategy, in regards to programmatic SEO for the category pages, as you can see here, right, they talk about whatever it is, the category. And then, of course, they have a optimized article down here. On these main category pages, they only have FAQs. But if you scroll down and keep on clicking this, for example, ghostwriting, so this is a subcategory of the main one, but they don't show it right here, but it is. And you scroll down, right, you have an optimized, SEO optimized article about ghostwriting. So this is all, programmatic SEO, right? And this is exactly what's giving this page relevancy. Similarly to what Upwork was doing, as I showed you last week, they also had these FAQs and this long form text below the category pages. Fiverr is doing the exact same thing. So their SEO strategies are very, very similar. Again, if we keep on clicking the ones that show up here, down here, sorry, if you scroll down, go back, the resume writing, again, it's gonna be the same thing, right? H1 for the resume writing. If you do inspect, it'll be an H1, of course. And then the services, and if you scroll down here, of course, you'll see again the FAQs for the resume writing. All of these pages are the same, right? All of these pages are the same. Not this one. I guess they have some different things. What's this? Okay, so this is a 404 page, right? Doesn't exist. Not a 404 page, but yeah, it's a page that doesn't exist right now. But if we do English-Japanese translations, again, H1 here, and then down here we should have, actually on this one we don't have it, right? On this one we don't have it, not too sure why. But yeah, I guess you understand my point, right? So that's it for the category pages, and it's working, right? They're ranking. They're very, of course they're ranking because the domain Fiverr is very, very powerful, right? But because the URL structure is optimized as well, and then they also have this FAQ section, just like Upwork. So to sum up what we've talked so far, and I guess we can start with one we just talked about, is the category pages, right? They have these category pages with the H1 on top, the services, in this case the gigs, and below they have an FAQ or an SEO optimized article to give the page relevancy for the category keyword, right? And we can even look at the keywords these pages rank for. So let's do categories, and let's do here, they're ranking for 2000 plus keywords. Website designer, web design services, web design services, website designer, Fiverr web design. So this category page, because it is optimized and because it has this FAQ section down here, right? It makes it much more relevant, right? It's ranking for all of these keywords. They're getting all this traffic to these simple, simple, simple category pages. And this is the bulk of their SEO strategy. It seems pretty straightforward, but doesn't need to be more complicated. Now, in regards to their backlink profile, again, just like the Upwork audit, it's quite difficult to assess this backlink profile of a site that's so, so big. It doesn't even make sense to try and find the backlinks because these guys are not doing link building. These guys, people link to them whenever they feel like, right? Entrepreneur, EDU links. So yeah, they don't really have a proper link building strategy and they don't need it, right? It would be interesting to see what their link building strategy was at the beginning, but that's something that we cannot really see using Ahrefs, and yeah. And that's basically it for the strategy. Again, very similar to Upwork strategy, and it works, right? Sometimes you don't need to complicate. I mean, these guys have a very, very powerful domain, and they build these category pages, super simple ones, H1 with the exact match anchor, then a bunch of services, which already have the descriptions there and make it the page a bit more relevant, and then on the bottom, like an FAQ, of course, SEO optimized long tail version of the text, and yeah. And they have those pages for, those category pages, sorry, for millions of keywords, right? SEO, web design, translation, whatever, which are built most likely programmatically, right? And then they have the more interesting part, which is the tools, right? The tools that they're releasing that to drive traffic onto the platform, which is, in my opinion, the most interesting thing about their strategy and something that I feel that's gonna disrupt the industry in the near future. I really do think more and more companies will start doing this, and it's already being seen, right? For example, we have Zillow, if you don't know, is a buy and sell houses marketplace. They have these tools where you can basically calculate how much your mortgage will be, right? So they can capture a bunch of people that search on Google for mortgage calculator, how much is my mortgage if I buy this house at this price, right? All these purchase intent keywords, they drive people onto their tool, like their mortgage calculator tool, and then of course upsell them or show them the marketplace, leverage the traffic from the free tool onto their business. But I'll do a video later on Zillow and what their SEO strategy looks like. This is just to say that I do think that more and more businesses will start to leverage these free tools to acquire traffic. That's it. Thank you so much for watching. If you like this video, please leave a like and subscribe so I can do more of these. And make sure to check out Vetted if you need that to outsource any of your SEO efforts. Vetted has an SEO expert at your needs to help you out with everything you need. Okay, I'll see you very soon. Bye-bye.